Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. A lot of things to talk about. And we'll get to the truth of the matter because, well, that's what we do, all right? All right, that's what we do. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, some experts now say that the Supreme Court ruling, and we could see some today. There's rumor that some of those Supreme Court decisions can be handed down today. Could reverberate in Michigan's education system, plus the abortion ruling and everything else. Number two, critics say November's term limit ballot proposal could be a big boom for lobbyists. Why would it be? And number three, it's not just Michigan facing the possibility of rolling blackouts. Could be hitting states in our region as well that have also shut down power plants. You look at Germany, my friends. They shut down 11 coal-fired power plants January of last year. They're all back up and running now. Why? First of all, because they relied too much on natural gas from Russia. Stupid thing to have done. Joe Biden allowed that to continue when Donald Trump said that's a terrible idea. Nord Stream 2, terrible idea. And it's coming back to haunt them now, isn't it? So anyhow, so you've got that going on, but you look at that and you look at what's happening with energy, where we've shut down coal-fired power plants here, nuclear power plants here, we shut them down, right? And as a result, we're going to be facing possible rolling blackouts. Same thing next door in Illinois. This comes from the Center Square. Expect the prospect of energy shortages in Illinois and warnings of rolling blackouts to continue beyond just this summer. The same organization that's warning Michigan, the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, MISO, continues to have declarations for the entire multi-state energy grid, including a hot weather alert, capacity advisory, and yet they want us to go use electric cars when they can't supply the energy we need right now. They can't supply the energy we need right now. And they're pushing us that way anyway. It makes no sense whatsoever. In places like, well, here are the states that are going to be facing possibly rolling blackouts. In addition to Michigan, Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, plus parts of Indiana, Kentucky, and other places as well. And it gets worse in the years ahead. No one anticipated that all those coal plants would shut down so fast. If they do, that's going to jeopardize things, right, as we move forward in the next few years. So said Doug Brown. He's an engineer with Springfield, Illinois' city-owned water, light, and power company. This isn't something that's going to go away next year. It's going to be around for 5-7 years, maybe longer. We don't know. State government, of course, they'll get their power. State government will get their power. All right? But I bring this to your attention because it's reckless policies on energy that bring us here. It's not Russia. It's not Ukraine. It's not Venezuela. It's not Saudi Arabia. It's poor policies from Democrats, reckless policies following Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, if you're okay sitting in the dark, then by God, keep voting that way. I mean, the multi-system operators, they're not saying this to scare you. They're telling you what's going to happen. Just like happened in California last year, when the state of California said to electric car owners, do not charge your car. Don't do it. Not during the heat wave. Can't do it. Right. Now, I want to turn back for a moment to the red flag laws that are supported by both of your senators in Michigan. Stabenow and Peters both support these red flag laws Will the majority of Republican and independent voters think red flag laws that allow judges to confiscate individual firearms could certainly be abused for political reasons or personal reasons? Certainly they can. Convention of States Action, along with the Trafalgar Group, released polling that shows 72% of Republicans and 52% of independents believe that red flag gun control laws that are designed to take guns away from individuals have the potential and the likelihood to be abused by local authorities and government officials to disarm their political opponents and or citizens they disagree with. Don't like your neighbor? Turn him in. Get his guns confiscated. Don't like your neighbor? Just screw with him. Pull out the red flag law and just screw with him. Only 16% of Democrats agreed. 47% of all people surveyed said a lot of potential for abuse. 30%, oh, there's no potential for abuse here. Those are the anti-gun people. 30%, oh, no, be great. Heck, if we can disarm everybody, 30% of Americans would say it'd be great to disarm everybody. That's how dumb they are. That could never happen in America. We would never have anybody do anything wrong here. They love us. Okay, take your medicine, kids. It's a timely poll because the Senate voted this week with 14 Republicans from the reddest of red states voting with Joe Biden, handing him this big win on gun control, which makes no sense. But here's the list. I've got it right here. Roy Blunt, Richard Burr, Shelley Moore Capito. My God, she's from West Virginia. Bill Cassidy of Louisiana. John Cornyn of Texas. Joni Ernst of Iowa. Lindsey Graham, weaseled out again, South Carolina. I mean, these are the most red states. Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. Lisa Murkowski, Alaska. Mitt Romney of Utah. Todd Young of Indiana. These are the reddest of red states voting for gun control. Voting for red flag laws that will disarm with the ability to use lethal force. They can come into your house. Don't need a search warrant. Come into your house, confiscate guns under red flag laws. How many guns do you have? I don't really know. Where are they? Don't know where they all are. I keep them scattered everywhere. Everywhere. Say that and they'll tear your house right down to the studs looking for them and tell you they have the right to do it. And fix the damage? You fix the damage. We're not doing that. We're the government. We'll do whatever the hell we please. These are not Republicans. These are part of the Uniparty. Mitch McConnell, yeah, he got us good judges on the Supreme Court, and that's where it ends. That is where it ends. If you want the best water of your lifetime, Wolverine Water Systems, that's the place to turn. Michigan made 75 years now. Wolverine Water Systems have been around. My good friend Paul Mahaney over there, I've been using Wolverine Systems since long before I ever got on the radio, my friends. So when I say Wolverine Water Systems is what I use, it's what I use. In fact, you'll never hear me advocate or promote anything on this program that I haven't had personal experience with. That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. It is WolverineWaterSystems.com. Check it out. Mark Mix, National Right to Work Foundation president, will be with me right after the break. Don't go anywhere.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are out of control. Their reckless spending is driving inflation through the roof. It's like a big tax hike on everything we buy. We need to fire Pelosi before it's too late for our country and our state. We need John Molinar. Molinar's a conservative who's taken on the radical left in Congress. He said no to their reckless spending and no to their tax hikes. John's 100% pro-life and has a proven pro-Second Amendment record. And John Molinar is endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Great people, real fighters for Trump. John Molinar.
I'm John Molinar. I don't just talk conservative, I fought for our values. Join me so we can fire Pelosi once and for all.
Send John Molinar back to Congress to take on the radical left. John Molinar, the conservative we can count on.
I'm John Molinar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Molinar for Congress.